Kelly, we're talking about your May call, which really explored bias, different types of bias, and how that can affect our paradigms and the way we view the world. So another one you talked about was the bandwagon bias. So if you could, how does that apply potentially to ranching families?
Well, it's similar probably to the confirmation one, but where it's the peer group, you know, where you're just totally, everybody's getting on the one bandwagon, you know. And I mean, it even reminds me as a teenager when perhaps I was suggesting something that wasn't the best decision, but all your friends are doing it. And mom would say, well, you know, if everybody went and jumped off a bridge, would you do that too? You know, so of course, that's from a younger perspective. But just thinking of, you know, just because everybody is doing one thing a certain way, is that really the best for you in your own situation? I think that's a good one. Another one, too, is that not invented here, or the, you know, that's not how we do things around here. It reminds me of the Hambone story, and, you know, where a young gal or individual is preparing their very first meal for Mother's Day, you know, and they're wanting to make sure that everything is done right. And one of the pieces of what they're making is a ham. And so the person calls their mom, because that's who they learned how to do it from, and said, okay, what are the exact steps, you know, that I cook a ham for Mother's Day? So, well, the first thing you do, of course, preheat the oven, and then you got to make sure you cut the end off the ham bone, and then, you know, season it with whatever spices you want, and then cook for the appropriate amount of time. And so the young person asks, well, why, you know, are those some of the steps? And, well, I don't know. I just know that I learned it from my mom, your grandmother, and that was the way she did it. It always succeeded. I followed her recipe, and it turns out great every time. So then a bit later, that the young person has a chance to talk to grandma and say, you know, these are the steps and I'm going to follow them. And but I was kind of curious as to why there is that the piece about you got to make sure you cut the bone off. And the grandmother said, oh, well, I always had to, because we had lots of people, a big ham, and I only had a small roaster. So I had to cut off the end of the bone to make sure it fit in the pan. So I think that's a good example of, you know, something about the way we've always done it. And it just becomes adapted and tradition, if you will, where people aren't even certain of the origins of it.
Yeah, it's a real lesson in understanding the context of certain practices on the farm or in the kitchen.
Right. And not even saying that, you know, that some are good or bad. It's not about passing judgments. I think it's about increased self-awareness, which then can pass on or expand into increased awareness about the team.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks, Kelly. So our readers can find that column in the May issue of Canadian Cattlemen or on canadiancattlemen.ca.
Thanks a lot, Lisa.